Take this opportunity to wish Mazel Tov to Rabbi Cohn on the birth of a grandson. Baruch Hashem should help him. He should watch his children, have the nachas of watching his children raise their child. Not they give the mishaberech for the grandparents. They say, Yitzki Legadloi. I think that's not a bracha. I don't want to be Megadol my grandchildren. I want to watch my kids be Megadol them. That's why I think the mishaberech is a mistake. It wasn't written for grandparents. But there's no other mishaberech. So people say the mishaberech for parents or grandparents. I don't want that. I don't want to raise my grandchildren. I want to watch others raise them. That's the, right. Anyway, but that's the bracha I give you.
Maybe it's meaning that I should... They should go into my footsteps.
That's not what Yitzchak Legadloi means. Of course they should follow your footsteps.
No, that what I did, what my wife did, or I did, whatever, to raise Shlomo.
It has nothing to do with getting a bracha Yitzchak Legadloi. Anyway, Zog Gemara, we are at the top of Pevavim and Beis. We have a problem. The woman made an letter that she was not... the woman made an letter that she banned her. What was the case in the Mishnah? Eini Oisal Picha. Will not do Ma'isi Dayim for you. That was the woman made the letter. The problem was it's a davish lebali ilam, and Shmuel paskins like a Yochanan ben Nuri that the letter is chal, but he divorces her, therefore he should be made for it. And yet Shmuel paskins elsewhere like Rabbi Yochanan and Asadler that a person cannot make a letter in a davish lebali ilam. So it's a contradiction in Shmuel. So we attempted answers, we didn't get anywhere. Now we're going to go to the answer that we're going to give. And we are on the top of Pevavim and Beis. El Amar Avashi, Shaini Konamas, the Chikdushas Haguv Dami. And the answer is that neder has a power to break Shibud. So really, when a woman makes a neder while she's still married, really, the neder should break the Shibud to her husband. She has a Shibud, so what? Neder is stronger than a Shibud. There are three things that Rava tells us break Shibudim. I mentioned two of them yesterday. I will re-mention them again, and then we'll talk about the third one, which is the one that's Negei Nedarim. And that is, if somebody borrows money from a guy, and he puts his chametz up as collateral, and then Pesach comes, he can't pay the guy without chametz. Even though the guy had a lien on it, he had a shibud, chametz is stronger than a shibud. It breaks the shibud. Or, a guy made a lien on his Eved Kanani. He told whoever lent him money, you will collect your debt from the Eved Kanani. Then he went ahead and he freed the Eved Kanani. Now, the guy can't collect it. Now, he still owes the money. It doesn't take away the loan. It's not like he doesn't have to pay his loan, but the guy can't collect the Eved Kanani. But he had a lien on it. He had Shibud. Yeah, but Shichror breaks Shibudim. It's stronger than a Shibud. That's two of the three. The third one is Hekdesh. A guy made a lien on an animal, and then he made the animal a carbon. Well, the lien's gone. Again, he still owns the debt. Can't get out of paying the debt. But the animal is a carbon. And carbon breaks shibud. Kainim, the darim, are outgrowth of carbon alike ikrzeh. Meaning, it is the same power as kedushas haguf. And therefore, it breaks shibud. So when the woman says she makes a neder at kainim, which is like a hegdish, a limited hegdish, but it's like hegdish, And it breaks the shibud she has to her husband. Came along the Rabban.
Is it the neder?
The neder, how does neder work? Neder is an outgrowth of carbon. It has the same properties as carbon. Therefore, we even had a man that said, yesh me'ilah b'kainamas. But we're not going there now, right? But so it breaks carbon. It breaks the shibud. So really when the woman was married and she said, she'aini aysel l'picha, there is no shibud anymore. It's gone. Over. Neder broke the shibud. Came along to Rabbanon, and they said, no. We're going to make this shibud stronger. We're not going to let the neder break the shibud. We're going to enforce the shibud. Unlike by chametz and by shichrur and by hegdish that break shibudim, in this case of marriage, we're going to strengthen the shibud, and we're not going to let it break it. However, they can't say the neder is not there. They can say, ignore the neder. But the neder is chal right now. It's just that they said that the shibud overwhelms the neder. It's not that they said, ignore the neder. It's not like the shibud breaks the neder and it makes the neder as if it's not there. It's just that Rabbanan said, we're going to practically not deal with the neder, we'll deal with the shibud. So when she makes a neder, it's not a davar shel bali ilam. It's a davar habali ilam. She's making it right now. She's making it on her earnings right now, not in the future. She's making it yodayim. She's banning her hands, not to the future, but for right now. And it works. Except Rabbanan came along and said, ignore it. But you can't say it's a davar shebali olam. It's a davar shebali olam. The netter is here now. They didn't say the shibud cancels the netter if it doesn't exist. They said the shibud cancels the netter as far as its practical application, but not in the fact that it doesn't exist. It does exist. It's stronger than the shibud usually. In this case, they strengthened the shibud and said, ignore the practical consequences as long as they're married. But you can't say that the netter is not here. It is here. It's waiting in the wings. Now, it's there now. It's not on the future. It's there now. And Kav Drabana said, ignore it. That's what they came along and said. Now let's read the Gemara, and then we'll read the Rush, who does a much better job explaining it than I do. Now, this is a very important line, because what if a guy donated money to Bene Kabayas? Let's say he made a lien on a table, and then he donated the table to Bene Kabayas. Does that break Shibud? No. If you notice, the Gemara says, Kedushas Haguf. There are two kinds of Hegdish. There's a Hegdish that's for money, like tables and chairs for Bene Kabayas, and then there's the Hegdish that the item is going to be used as a carbon. The only Hegdish that's strong enough to break Shibud is Kedushas Haguf.
What did it say, Kedushas Haguf?
The Gemara. Shiny Kanamas, the Chik Kedushas Haguf Dami. It's like, I'm on Pevav Amid Beis, second line from the top. You don't see the word Kedushas Haguf Dami? And that breaks Shibud. Kedarava. The Amarava, Hegdish, Chametz, the Shichur, Mavkiyah Midei Shibud. That those three things have a power to break Shibud. Frech, the Gemara and the Rosh has a different Gersa. Ihachi, Ligdash Mahashtab. If you're telling me Neder can break Shibud, so why isn't it Hegdish now? Why are we saying when he divorces her? You're telling me that Neder breaks Shibud. The Shibud's gone. So what are you telling me? It's not Chal now because of the Shibud. Neder breaks Shibud. You just said Neder can break Shibud. And for the Gemara, in the Rosh's Gairus, Amur Rabbanan l'Shibud of the Baal. They strengthened the Shibud of the Baal. No, the Rosh is the fourth to the last and the third to the last. But I'm not reading the whole Rosh. I'm just reading the way his Gairus in the Gemara. Ligdus Mahashta. So let it become Hegdish right away. That's the title of the Rush. It's the fourth one from the bottom. And the next one is the answer. Amu Rabbanan l'Shibud HaDabal. They strengthened his Shibud that it's not Chal right away.
Strengthened?
Yeah. Fine. Let's read the Rush now, all the Rush. Start from the beginning of the page. Shiny Kinamas, the Kedushas Haguf Dami. The Hehechi, the Kedushas Haguf, Ein La Pitchen. Just like Kedushas Haguf cannot be redeemed. Now the Rosh is explaining what is the difference between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Haguf. Why by carbon does it break Shibud, and by donating a table to Hegdish, it doesn't break Shibud. So the Rosh said the word right away. Kedushas Haguf can't be redeemed. You can't redeem a carbon unless it gets a blemish. Kach Kinamas, Ein La Pitchen. You can't redeem a netter. You can be matur a netter, but you can't redeem a netter. The hatira l'mishin esrolof. You can't redeem it. Let's say a guy bans a table from Reuven. There's no way he can pay to redeem that table from the Isser. He can be matur netter. He can be matur netter and hegdish also, but he can't redeem the item. The item is unredeemable. The loy olam is surayu litwes b'jaina. By neder, it's not strong enough that you should be able to redeem it. The Rosh is explaining, why can't you redeem a neder? If a neder has properties of Hegdish, usually you can redeem Hegdish on tables, so why can't I redeem a neder on table? But the Rosh, it's not strong enough to be able to redeem. Sometimes the Kedusha, why? Because it's limited. It's only banning one person. Since it's only banning one person, it doesn't have the power to be redeemed. That's what the Rosh is explaining. Hegdish chametz v'shichur mafkiyah midei shibud.
So much better an object to the whole world.
So that was the Gemara daf lamed hey. That was the machlokes tanoim. Rav Meir said you could redeem it, And Rav Hanan said, no, you can't. But the Rosh is trying to cover his bases. He doesn't want to get involved in that machlokes. If you want to get involved in machlokes, he says, go chazer kaf amad hei. But he's not chazer kaf amad hei now.
What do they have in common? This is the rule, according to...
What have in common?
These three things.
They have nothing in common except they're very strong things.
We know that because Chazal told us that?
Well, how did Rav know it?
Yeah.
So let's see what Rashi has to say. First of all, it's logical. Chometz is chometz. Chometz is pesach zasa bana.
That one I got.
It's shikhur is shikhur. The guy became Jewish. How do you not make him Jewish? You turned an Avakanani into a Jew, and now you're saying he's still an Avakanani. And hegdish is hegdish. It's very strong. It's a carbon. I think it's logical. Now, the Rashi is going to explain that a table can be redeemed by hegdish. Therefore, it's not so strong, because you can give money for it. But carbon, you can't.
When a person does erchin, and he changes it...
Erchin is a monetary obligation, nothing to do with it. Dr. Rush, hegdish chametz v'shichru mafkir midei shibur. If us is shayra a paitiki means he designated it as a lien. He told the blender, this is where you come and take it. I'm telling you, this item, this is where you're going to come pick it up. V'hegdishai kedushas haguf. And then he made it, kedushas haguf, code name, carbon. Mafkirai midei shibur. It removes the shibur. And the creditor will have to collect from other places. Now, there's a shayla masechtas pesachim. The Rosh decides to educate us. When a person borrows money, right, and he comes and he collects an item for it, is the item his retroactive, or is the item his from point of collection? Person says to a friend, if I don't pay you by a certain date, you can take my shor. The guy comes and takes the shor. Is it that retroactively this was his shor? Or is it that from now on it's the shor? If it's retroactive, then the hegdish that the guy made is invalid. I can't make your animal hegdish. The guy comes and picks it up. It's not a carbon. I hate to break the news to you. It was mine. You didn't pay me. This is mine retroactive. Rava says no. All collections are only from now and on. Till now, it belongs to us and to you. We're going to lean on it. But it was yours. Therefore, when you make it hegdish, the hegdish is valid. Therefore, it can break the shiva. But if you learn that collections are retroactive, it's not like it's a buying rubber. It's a sugyim sakha. We're not going there now to learn why Abaya holds the mefrehu gaiva. We're not going there now. So sugyim sakha is sakha. Machlokes Abaya and Rava. Whether the mefrehu gaiva, mikano habo gaiva. So Rava holds mikano habo gaiva. Therefore, the Rosh says, hegdish can break a shibud. If you hold like Abaya, it's not hegdish. You can't break something that's not yours.
How do you explain this now?
What?
How do you explain this now?
So therefore, according to Abaya, this doesn't work. That's why Rava, as Rush says, Rava l'tamei, Rava goes according to his opinion. The Islay b'pei sheni d'psachim, b'alchayv gaiva mikano l'haba, that b'alchayv collects from now and on. U'b'shus ha'loivahu, and it belongs to the borrower, achi tofenu b'alchayv, until the creditor takes it. Hilcha chal ha'hegdish, the hegdish is chal, v'loi paka aydei trifas b'alchayv. And when the b'alchayv comes and takes it, sorry, Mr. Balchayv, this is a carbon. It doesn't leave because you took the shor. Just like you can't redeem it. You can't redeem it, you can't take it. This is a carbon. It's non-touchable. If the guy who made it a carbon had the legal right to do so, it has to belong to him. So Rava holds that any item collected is still the debtor's till it's collected. Therefore, the hegdish was a hegdish. Therefore, when the creditor comes and takes it, we say to him, fine, but you now have a carbon. You don't have an animal that you can use.
What happens if the person who borrowed doesn't have anything else?
Never kind of creditor.
It can't be that.
Why not?
I do you a favor.
Okay. Reuven borrows money from Shimon, and Shimon comes to collect, and all Reuven has is his house. He has nothing else. He doesn't own a thing. His house, his mattress, his blanket, his pillow. I'm asking you a question. You're not letting me finish my question. Can the guy he borrows money from take away his house? What? Can the guy he owes money to, can he take his house? I want to know. Ask me a question.
That's all he had, though.
What do you mean? It's not fair. He did him a favor, and now he's stuck with nothing.
Here we're talking about, you made that poach. Okay?
Doesn't make a difference.
No, we made that poach. This is the thing that we decided to be the...
Okay, but now he made it a carbon, so what can you do? What if the animal died? What would you say? He made an Agnes. It's gone. It's dead. Sancti Rash. V'davke Agdesha Kedushas HaGuf. This is only if he donated it to Kedushas HaGuf. Avu Kedushas Damim, but if it's Berek HaBayis, Pakai De'adir Treifa. He can take it away. You can redeem it. You can take it. Even though it was his till it was taken away, he has no right to make it hegdish, only temporarily, till the guy picks it up. The shibud is stronger because it's redeemable. Right? You donate hegdish. You donate a field. What happens? A yovel goes out of hegdish. It's temporary. Anything that's not kedushas haguf is temporary hegdish till it's redeemed, till it's collected, till yovel comes, depending what the item is. Ella, we tell the guy, the creditor, when you take something away from hegdish, it doesn't look good, even though you're legally entitled to take this item from hegdish. But you're taking an item from hegdish. Maisav dinner alava say. Upaida, give Hegdish a penny. Give Hegdish a dollar. Show that you're giving Hegdish something. People shouldn't say the guy didn't pay Hegdish. It's a rabbinic obligation. Really? The guy can come and take the shor. You made your shor in Apaitiki, now you donated it to Benek Abayas. I'm stronger than Benek Abayas. You owe me the money. Hegdish can be removed by redeeming. It can be removed by Shibud. It doesn't break the shibud. It's a redeemable hegdish. But in order that people shouldn't, guys taking hegdish's item without reimbursing. Yeah. No. So therefore, it doesn't break the shibud. But you don't take an item from hegdish without giving them something. It's a rabbinic. So give them a dinner, he says. Give them a dinner. Give them something to show that you gave hegdish something. Because biblically, by the way, if you have an item worth $1,000, you give Hegdish a dollar, it's yours. Biblically, you don't have to pay Hegdish its value. You can pay any amount. That's taluch, but we don't allow that, rabbinically. In this case, really it belongs to you, you shouldn't have to pay anything. So at least go the biblical way. Give a dollar.
I'm sorry, person gives a shor, he can redeem it for dinner.
Again, for a carbon? No.
So
let's not talk about a shore for Benek Abayas. That's a big problem. A table. A table for Benek Abayas, biblically speaking, he can redeem it for a dinner. The Rabbanan don't let him, but biblically speaking, yes. Rabbanan says you have to pay its value. But here, it really does, you should take it without paying a thing. You had a shibud. And Kedushas Damim is not strong enough to break a shibud because it's redeemable. Therefore, but in order it doesn't look like you're taking an item of Magnus without anything, pay them a dinner.
So, when it's something more on the top line, this is a goof, then Erla says, heck this.
It means Kedushas HaGuf. That's exactly what the Rush is saying. It does not mean Kedushas HaGuf. And the Rush's reason for it, a redeemable Hegdish, is different.
She really didn't have to be mocked to shit, did she? In our regular case, in the Mishnah...
She made a netter. Netter is like Hegdish.
Okay, so, I mean, the remainder, okay, you know what, so I mean, you don't have to use the word konam to make it a neder.
Okay, so now you're getting involved in a whole different shaila. Is neder always like hegdish? Only if you use the word carbon or kainam.
That's important to me, because don't say it's like hegdish, you won't have any problems. You know what I mean? Like,
but it is, that's the problem. I think our Mishnah, well, the Mishnah said kainam at the beginning
of
the Mishnah.
I know.
So I can't help it that the Mishnah said kainam. And by the way, your Shaila is all the way back on that base of an Aleph in a big run, who talks about the fact that if you don't say the word kainam, is it the same? Is it not the same? Not for now.
It's very nice that Rebbe knows everything.
I don't know everything. We learned the Dharm now. We're learning it right now.
I didn't do the Ron on Bezim.
Sorry, you're right. It was my fault. I did not teach Ron. You're right. But at the same time, it's not the. I learned the Dharma way, many a time.
So did I.
Okay.
And I don't remember the Ron.
Okay. Well, I happen to remember the Ron. But even though the Ron doesn't really address, this is addressed. Your Shaila is addressed. Chametz. The Rosh gives me the case. He borrowed money from a guy, and he made the chametz and apaitiki. Apaitiki is an abbreviation of, is it an acronym? Is that the way you call it when it stands for three words? Apaitahekoi. On this, you should stand. This is where you collect it from. Shimlayiv daisel is man yedua achara pesach. If he doesn't redeem it, if he doesn't pay the guy off to a certain time after Pesach, and he didn't pay the guy. Asr bana, he can't take the chametz. The chametz is asr bana. It belonged to the Jew. What?
Even after Pesach.
It went through Pesach. Became asr bana. Chametz rabba over Pesach. Right? So, because it was the Yids, till he redeems it, till he pays for it. The Isra chametz. So the guy takes it. Isra chametz hefkiya shibud oivik hachav. V'chein, imas avdi apaitaki. He made his evident apaitaki. V'shichuroi, yatsa l'cheres. V'ein hachayzer mishtabedim yitfer l'machayv. Doesn't return to his evident part, but he belongs to his owner. The owner freed him. He's now a Jew. So when the guy comes and collects him, he reverts? Judaism is not temporary.
Can he pay
his
Jew?
Who? The evident doesn't owe a penny. He was an item. He turned from an item into a person. He didn't have a debt. There is a Mandiyamar Masecht is getting that we want the Eved to pay. Because if not, people will still say he's an Eved. Hey, he's an Eved. So we say, pay the guy off. They shouldn't call you an Eved. He's happy he got his money. But that's a man he had nothing to do with. The Machloikis Masecht is getting.
A Sheikh was not enough.
Not for rumors. Frek the Rush, Ligdash Mahashta, that's his girsa. If Chayday Kainam Paka Shibud Abal. You tell me Netter breaks the Shibud. So why is it only after he divorces her? Amur Abana Lishibud Abal. Ba'oida Tachtav. The Shavu Kalekayach Veloika Balchayv. They said it's like he bought it. We view the owner, the husband, not like a shibud, but we made it like he owns that item. Mitla toli v'koi ha-kainam. And the kainam waits in the wings. Mitla toli, which means it remains hanging. It hangs there, which means it remains in the wings. That's how I'm translating it. Mitla toli means it's waiting. It's hanging there, ready to land. Really, it should be chal right now. If they wouldn't have strengthened it. You can't ask. How can it work? It does. How can you say it doesn't work now? It works later. The answer is it works now. It works now. It breaks the shibud now. Came along to Rabbanan and said, ignore the fact that it broke the shibud. We're turning this around. It's there. It waits. It's not practical.
But Mashiach went against after the divorce.
So it's right there. It was there the whole time. The Sheba's gone. They took away the block. They removed the block.
Why don't we just say, instead of saying it's all now and it's in it, and I'll move a rabbanon, ready for this? Let's say it's, let's not, well, why do you have to?
Because then it's a davar shlebali aylam.
No.
But the Gemara said it is a davar shlebali aylam, right? That means it is chal now. You're right. Had Shmuel not said Allah and Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri, we would have never understood it that way. We would have understood it that the netter is not chal. The shibud breaks the netter. But Rabbi said shibud doesn't break a netter. And he doesn't say, he said hegdish. And a netter is like hegdish. So therefore, it does break the netter. So how come over here doesn't it break it? So Teret says, they strengthened the shibud the bow. Now, what did they do? So the Gemara is explaining that they didn't say it's not there. They said, ignore it.
Again, what's the reason, what's the proof that it has to be...
Because if not, we're back to the contradiction in Shmuel. Shmuel, Paskin, like Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri, that you're worried about after divorce. The Gemara asked what happened to Davish Lebali Olam. Shmuel, Paskin, that you don't say, you can't be magnus to Davish Lebali Olam. We had a contradiction in Shmuel. So to answer the contradiction in Shmuel, we do this.
Hektish is going on every... Only the things that he, the extra stuff or everything?
I have no idea what you just meant by that.
What,
her netter?
Yeah.
A mighty Adayim. All her earnings.
Nothing to do with...
No, the extras was on something else. The extras was a different Baita, different Mishnah. Dr. Mishnah Baita. Nadri Ishtai. A man's wife made a netter. Besavish and Nadri Mitai. He thought his daughter made the netter. Somebody told him, you know, somebody in your family just made a netter. Now he knows his wife's disposition. He figured she became frum today and made a netter. Now, and they told him the netter was A, B, and C, whatever it was. Something he could be made for.
That's called Yom Shomo?
He just heard about it. He was told, well, we're not finished the Mishnah. That's what happens when we learn a Mishnah. We want to give the Mishnah a chance to explain
it.
Oh,
made it?
Yeah. He was told... Somebody in your family just made a netter, banned herself from Bechitza, okay, according to the Tanakhama, that's Inri Nefesh, or according to Abiyasi, it's Beinoi Lebeina. Nadra Bitai, Besavish and Nadra Ishtai. Nadra Ben Nazir. They told him that she made a netter about becoming a Nazir. I'm sorry, that's what she did. But Besavish and Nadra Bekarpen. They told her that she donated a carpet. They told him, Nadra Bekarbim, Besavish and Nadra Benazir. Nadra Mitainim, they said she banned herself from figs. Besavish and Nadra Benanovim. He thought, they told him that it was grapes. Nadra Benanovim, Besavish and Nadra Benatainim. Hazeh Yachtav Yavr, it can be made for, it's not considered Yad Shammai. Because he has to know who and what the netter was. He can't be mistaken in what the netter is, number one. Number two, he has to know who made the netter.
He's Mayfair not knowing that he got false information or incorrect information.
That means it does not count.
It doesn't count.
Again.
Right. Because he's really made for something that didn't happen.
Again, it's not, it's true. It's not, it doesn't count.
Cousin.
I'm not arguing with you.
Okay.
That's what the Mishnah say. Dr. Rush, how is a Yam Zaviyafar? The Afara Betos, Loi Havi Afara. An afara by mistake is not considered afara. Ad she chavim laafar beisha shenadra. He has to know the woman that did it. Begam yadam anadra, and he has to know what she did. Begamar yalof amikra. The Gemara will bring a patzik for that.
Rabbi.
Yes.
What's the havamina here? Why wouldn't we think that he needed to know whom and what?
Trying to think which road I should take. We'll try this one. What if he says, I don't care who made the netter. I want to be made for it. You just had the wrong person.
Why would we think that that would be good? Since I don't know the pasuk by heart, but it said that the day he, when he hears, he can do it. He can't do it until, I don't quite understand why we would think that his revoking it could spray to everybody eligible in his house, or anything that might have been said. The Ahavim is just escaping me. Wouldn't he have to have an intent about something or someone specific? Why would it be just he be able to generalize and say, whatever it was, whoever it was, sorry?
Well, let's just say your question will get much tougher as it goes along. I don't really have a good answer at this point, but at the end of the day, if we get there, it'll be tougher.
Okay.
It's not going to help him.
No, it's not going to help him. I just want to say that he has a good question. It gets better with time.
Wouldn't you be able to say that part of the point is that partial knowledge is not knowledge, but that in this case, one might think that the Hafora is on the Neder itself, but it's not. The Neder itself does not exist independently of the person making it. And that is clarifying that you cannot numerically reverse a Neder.
One of the cases of the Mishnah was she made a Neder from figs and he thought it was grapes.
Right.
And it doesn't work.
So that partial knowledge is not knowledge.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
So Harvey's asking, isn't that obvious?
Not necessarily. I could just gainsay and say you're wrong.
Well, obviously the Mishnah needs a perfect, right? I can always tell people they're wrong.
Right. You know, people do it all the time when they have no idea what they're talking about. But this simple negation is not negation with knowledge. So that's the clarification.
I think you're reinforcing his question, not answering it. Talk to Gemara. Remember the Yani Isa Dafkahu? Are you saying when it says Yani Isa, he has to cancel her? That means he has to know it's her? Is that what you're telling me? Dr. Rush. Remember the Yani Isa Dafka. The Siv Yani Isa, the Mashma, Shemakir Ha'isha Nadaris. He knows who it is. Now that only answers knowing the person. How do we answer knowing the neder? He has to know the very neder. Are you telling me that? I'm going to have a contradiction, and we're going off to left field. Nothing to do with nedarim. Lagabi kriya kroyim. There's halacha rachmana litzlan. If one loses one of seven relatives, they have to rip clothing for that relative. Dechsev, ow. It says in the pasuk, on and on. What does that mean? Dechsev, David HaMelech ripped kriya al shol v'ayonison b'nai. He ripped kriya on shol on yonison. That means he did it specially for shol and specially for yonison. He did two kriyas, one for shol, who was the king, and one for yonison, who was the abed. Whatever halach it was that he had to rip kriya. Now, Ut Betanya. Amruloi Meis Aviv. Vikara. Somebody was told, Rachmana Litzlan, his dad passed away. He did Kriya. V'yachikach Nimtza Benai. And then he finds out, it wasn't dad, it was his son. Yatsi De Kriya. Now the Pasuk says, ow! Knowing that you're doing it on him, and he did it on the wrong person, and it counts. So why is Isa different than al and al? And for the Gemara Amri.
Well, he's all in all. There's different parts of the shirt.
Yes, there's two different parts of the shirt, correct. Amri. Loikasha. Habistam, habimafarish. No. It makes a difference whether he did it without thinking of anybody specific. He was told a relative died. And then he ripped thinking it was dad. I'm saying it's a machlokes rishonim, but that's what the Rush learns. And he found out afterwards it wasn't, but he didn't say he's ripping for dad. He was told a relative. He was not told dad. He was told a relative. In his mind, he assumed that his father is the one that died. That counts. Hubba Mefarish. So if somebody is told, a member of your family made the neder, according to this Gemara, and he thinks it's his wife, but it ends up being his daughter, it works. Because he didn't, even though he thought it was his wife, but he wasn't told it was his wife. He was told, a member of your family, in there, one of those people there made a neder. Now, he didn't say, I'm being made for my wife's neder. He said, I'm being made for it. He didn't know it was his wife. He thought it was his wife. Then it counts. Yoni Isa means that you can't do it for somebody else. If he said, I'm being made for my daughter's netter, and it was his wife, it doesn't count. But if he said, I'm made for the, he wasn't told wife. Nobody ever mentioned the word wife. They told him a member of your family. Then it works. That's why I said Harvey's question is going to get stronger. Because here, he thinks it's his wife, and it's not. It works. It does work. Harvey said, what's the reason for something like that? I'm saying it gets stronger because here, he thought it was his wife. He never mentioned that he's doing his wife, number one. Number two, he was never told it was his wife. It was his own speculation. Let's read the Rashi.
He can do a daughter up to 12?
Yeah. Up to 12 and a half.
And you don't need Yom Shamo?
Yes, you do.
Even by a daughter?
Yeah, same thing.
Yom Shamo is going on all the children?
I don't know, maybe all the children.
Any child that makes a netter?
Not a son.
Oh, no?
No. Only daughter.
Only daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Daughter was a
son,
right?
Nara also told Begris.
Doesn't work out because the Torah doesn't say so.
Probably never gave him a right.
So does that?
I'm trying to chiddush to everybody here in this class.
What? if nobody knew this halacha, then he can be made. I mean, we're talking about Av Labitai a million times. It's never said Av Labitai, number one. Number two is, if nobody knew this, then I failed as a Rebbe. Back in that base of
it all. I sort of knew it, but because it was obvious we talked about that. Only.
Again, if nobody knew it, I failed as a Rebbe. I should resign right now.
I didn't see it.
Go, gotta be yes.
Okay, Rabbi Margaret.
Can you wait, Dr. Schwab? Somebody here is talking. Yes.
Okay, yes.
I have a bnei?
Which was the general
one? I don't know what you mean by general one.
That somebody in your family died.
Right. 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 And he thought it was his father. And it ended up being his son. So it counts. That's what the Gemara's first answer is.
Wait, he thought he had the wrong thought on who he's doing Kriya for?
Again, the person never identified a relative.
And he jumped to the conclusion.
And therefore, then it counts. That's what the Gemara says.
Is that between Sam and...
That's Sam.
Oh, I thought Sam is he...
That's why we want to learn Rush. That's what that's why I like to learn Rush before I speculate and do things. When the Rush explains it, much better to me. Zukta Rush. The Gabi Krom the Siv Al Al. Can you wait 1 minute till I do the Rush? The Gabi Krom the Siv Al Al. The Shemina Minei, now call me Sarek Likraya. The Siv Al Shol, the Al Yadison. You can't get away. One cannot get away with one Kriya for both. The Brisa says, if he intended one and it was the other, he's Yaitza. Doesn't have to know. The same should be true by Nadarim. Kam Bistan Kam Bimafarish. Hod the cover Yati de Kriya Bistam Iri. Shaloi Pirish Al Aviv. He didn't say it was in his father. If the case when the Brisa says Amrulay Mace Aviv, it doesn't mean they told him Mace Aviv. They told him Rachmana Litzlan he lost a relative. Uksavashu Aviv. He thought it was his dad. Jack Brisa the Brisa Bissamo. But Masnisa Bimafaresh Shemay for Leishtai, Venimsis Bittai. Yes, yes, doctor.
The Rush helps, but I don't understand. Did you see anyone comment as to the relevance of this example? One is an action, a physical action obligatory on hearing news. The other is a conceptual process of understanding something and then making a decision. If you find out that your family member makes a netter, you are under no obligation whatsoever to be made for it. You can do so within a certain period of time, but you're not obligated to, whereas Kriya is simply a physical action which you are obligated to do on receiving a certain knowledge.
Okay. The answer to your question is that the Gemara is approaching it with words, not with logic. Al and Al, we're saying, doesn't mean exactly. If al and al doesn't mean exactly, isa shouldn't mean exactly either. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is not dealing with what this does and what this does. The Gemara is dealing with words. Did the Torah mean specific, or did the Torah just say a general statement, not meaning exactly what you think it means? Here is that al and al, and yet we say that you don't have to do it exactly for him. And here it's that isa. See, if you were approaching it with logic, you have a great question, which was Harvey's question to begin with. Why are we talking about pasuk when this is simply logical? That was his question. I said it's a great question, and it gets better with time.
Actually, this is a different question.
Right. The Gemara doesn't deal with this logic. The Gemara deals with it straight pasuk, zeres hakasav, isa.
That's Dizra. What I was about saying. You're saying it's a Gezeres Kasav, but nobody says it's a Gezeres Kasav.
The Gemara does.
Where does it use the term Gezeres Kasav?
Oh, excuse me. Where did the Torah ever use it? Can you show me a Gemara that uses the word Gezeres Kasav? Here, the member of the Yoni Isa Dafka, who? Are you saying the word Isa Dafka? Now, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
That means the Torah said that's what you need. To me, that means Gezeres HaKasav.
Okay, I see what you're saying in the words. Okay. Okay, Doc, thank you.
So I understand the lesson of the rush.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Tom and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, the Forish. I'll tell you.
When does he have to be doing Kriya over again?
If he said, I'm doing it, if he said or was told, his father passed away, and he did Kriya responding to that word, that his father passed away. At that moment, and he found out afterwards it's his son, it doesn't count.
If he told someone in your family, someone in his family died, and he does Kriya thinking that it's the father,
then it works.
Even though it was his son.
Correct. Okay. Dr. Gemara Vatanya. And we have a Brisa that backs this up. They told him his father passed away and he did Kriya. He wasn't Yaitza. They told him he lost a relative. Ksavar Avivu. He thought it was his dad, the Kara. So here you have it. We see it's Kibirish. So we're applying that same thing to Nadarim. The tyrant wants Isa, meaning you can't specifically say it's A when it's B. You can't be told it's A and when it's really B. But it is A given the Gemara when you're told a member, the fact that you speculated doesn't affect it.
Why can't you say Hai Lechakim Lai B'dyevin? Yantide Kriya means B'dyevin, it's considered Kriya.
Right.
But you should redo it.
Then it's not Count Kriya. What does B'dyevin mean if you have to do it again?
Meaning, what that means is that you're Yotze, but you really should do it again.
Again, let's try this one again. When he goes to the rabbi, does he have to do it again or not?
It depends on the kind of person he is.
Is the netter canceled or not?
What's the word Yotze mean?
He fulfills his obligation.
How do you say how would you say it if it means okay, but really is?
Again, all the chatchilas are before you did it. Once you did it, you did it. A guy daven Meiriv, and he forgot Yalav Yavai Rish Chodesh. Does he daven again? No. It's been Yevin. He forgot Yalav Yavai. So can he say, I want to daven again? It's Brachal of Azala. He was Yaitz Meiriv already. He can't daven two Meirivs. What? Not so simple. If he has to be Mechadish thing, and he has to know he has to be Mechavan, we don't daven Tzuos Nedava. Mr. Brewer says that Bismana Manas said we stay away from Tzuos Nedava. To be daven Tzuos Nedava, you have to really, again, I'm only talking for myself, you have to know how to daven. You can't just go and say the words. Hard enough to daven with the Tzuos Chayva. Forget about Tzuos Nedava.
About Meyer, right?
I picked Meyer just to show an example. We're not learning Yochas Yalav Yavai now. That's because you're not Yaitza.
Right. Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, I said Meyer for a reason.
I know.
Okay. Ravashi Amar, the text goes to here, by the way. I don't know what that last question was. I thought we were going to go a little further, but it doesn't make a difference. Okay. Ravashi Amar, Kam Betrechide Dibur, Kam Echagide Dibur. Hodik Amrit, Yotzi De Kriya, Shinimtsa Benai Betrechide Dibur. Hod Amrit, Lo Yotzi De Kriya, Lachigide Dibur. I'm going to give a number of seconds for Kadei Dibur. 2-3 seconds. I made that up. Kadei Dibur is for the time it says Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Some say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri. It's a machlokes. Now, whatever that amount of time is, if he found out that it was a wrong relative during that time, the Kriya worked. It switches. During Kadei Dibur, the Kriya can switch from one to the other because the action doesn't finish till after Kadei Dibur, even though he finished the action. Halachically, the action gets an extra 3 seconds. I made up that number. 3 seconds for the action to finish, to switch. That means he said for his father, and within 3 seconds, he said my son, the guy said his son. It switches the Kriya to the son, even though it's after the action. But an action has an extension time where it can be redirected during Kadei Dibur. Once those 3 seconds pass, he cannot redirect it. So according to Ravashi, there is no difference to Amma Mefarish. The difference is whether it happened Toich Kadei Dibur or Achir Kadei Dibur. That's what Ravashi said. Same thing by Nedarim. If during Kadei Dibur he was told it's his wife, and within 3 seconds of Afara they said daughter, and he said Mufar, then he doesn't have to say it. It automatically redirects. If it was after 3 seconds, it doesn't redirect. That's Ravashi's answer. Dr. Rush, so important. Ravashi Amar, ha, b'hakam b'tekne, ha da'am b'yatsi de kriya, shenimtsa b'nai b'tekne dibur. V'ha da'amar, b'yatsi de kriya, shenimtsa l'achik de dibur. Kach nimtsa ha'girsa b'svarim. And then there are other girsa the Rush, we'll leave Emeret Hashem for Monday morning. Yes, what's your question?
No, I'm just saying, maybe it didn't. Toch Dibur is only didn't hate his baby, right?
It's not.
I'm saying he might think that.
But it's not.
That's why.